The following is a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us.
Once again, we have the Big Yield Spotlight. I'm Kyle Hill, visiting with Kent Kaufman of BigYield.us. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
And today we're talking about aluminum in fertilizers. And first of all, what can you tell us about aluminum and its relationship with the soil?
So one big thing to realize is that aluminum is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust. And so even without a high aluminum in the soil, most people are going to average around 70,000 parts per million in a soil test. So you're going to see a lot of aluminum there. It's a non-essential nutrient for most plants. However, it sometimes can cause problems in large amounts.
What kind of problems are we talking about?
First off, there are two types of soil tests that measure aluminum. So there's the M3 aluminum measurement, and there's also what will show up in your test. It'll basically be an aluminum with three pluses on it. This is an aluminum, a positive ion on aluminum. And so what it's showing is that M3 aluminum measurement has no relationship to the available aluminum in the soil. So it's in the soil, but your plant can't use it. It's not going to cause any problems, and so that one's okay. That positive aluminum ion, that Al++ on your soil, what that happens is that's all the available aluminum. That's what your crop's going to take up, and when you have a whole lot of this, it can be toxic to your crop and cause some issues.
What kind of issues?
So some of the issues that you're going to see, first off, you want to do your soil test, and you want to check that, and that'll tell you how much is there. And another thing you're going to see is you're going to notice a low pH. If you have a pH below 5, then most likely you're going to have aluminum issues. From 5 to 6, you're going to have maybe some aluminum issues, but definitely below 5, you probably have some low aluminum issues. And what this acidic soil does, and this high aluminum, is in direct toxicity, you're going to see stunted roots. And the reason why you're going to see these stunted roots is because aluminum, what it does is it reduces the availability of the phosphorus because it forms an aluminum phosphate compound. It does the same thing with sulfur, where it forms an aluminum sulfate compound. And it does this with actually quite a few different nutrients in your soil with this competitive interaction. So that's one of the things you want to look for just in your fertilizers, just because if it has a lot of aluminum in it, then it's going to decrease just the effectiveness on that fertilizer and how much of those nutrients your crops can take up.
How are these toxic levels of aluminum being introduced into the soil?
And so that is what I just kind of said with the fertilizers. So a lot of the fertilizers, especially some of the lower cost, cheaply made fertilizers, they can have an excess of aluminum in them. And so what this will do is it'll introduce that aluminum to your soil. So your soil already has a great deal of aluminum in it, but just because of the way some of these fertilizers are made, you'll get that, you know, a positive aluminum ion that's biologically available to your plants in the soil, and that'll start to cause issues. We've actually had some of this issue in the farm, on the research farm there, with some of the fertilizers that we've used in the past, and so we're trying to correct those issues by applying better fertilizers now, applying lime, applying just other things to bond with that aluminum to help us there. And so what we've done is both in our usage on the farm and in our Big Yield product line, we've tried to introduce the highest quality fertilizers so that way you're not having issues with that and you're getting the most NPK, sulfur, and just the rest of the nutrients that your crops need to grow.
And what successes have we seen so far?
We've definitely decreased the aluminum in our soil. We've been increasing yield because of this, that we've been able to reduce our fertilizer usage in some parts of the field, which is really nice. It's just a matter of staying on top of it, doing your soil test, checking out some roots, digging up some plants, and seeing what's there. So that's what we've done. We have very high quality 318-18 in our BPIF, and just in general, we try to make sure that it's the highest quality ingredients going to that crop.
If anyone has questions about high-grade fertilizers, how can they get a hold of you, Kent?
Well, they can get a hold of us multiple ways. First off, we have a toll-free number. It's 844-242-4367. That's 844-242-4367. They can check out our website, BigYield.us. They can check us out on Facebook, same thing, BigYield.us, and see all the wonderful products that we offer.
Kent, we thank you very much for visiting with us today and sharing your perspective. And again, looking forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much.
The proceeding has been a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us.